I hope you won't think ill of me when I say I do believe I lived as Big Dick Brannigan. That's actually a flashback to the days when I chain-smoked Chesterfields and wore cheap suits. And had a .45 auto under my left armpit. And everybody knew me as Big Dick Brannigan. No money was too dirty. No case was too sleazy. The BDB. I think my most celebrated case was the case of Madame LaRue's French poodle, Fifi. Woman came to me and said, "Oh, you must help me. You're one of those hideous private investigator types, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah. What's the story there, dollface?" She said, "Well, I seem to have lost my poodle, Fifi. And, my life is not the same without it." I said, $200 a day plus expenses. She said, "Anything, plus a $5,000 bonus if you bring her home unharmed." I said, "5 G's? Consider it done." Well, she waddled her big butt out of there, and I got to thinking, has it come to this? Tracking down lost dogs. But I figured greenbacks are greenbacks. Dead presidents are dead presidents. Money is money. Moolah is moolah. I slammed down Roger's Thesaurus and went about my business. I searched high and low, couldn't find the damn dog. Then I got an idea. I went down to the pound. There are a million French poodles. They all look alike to me. I had a photo of this one. Shut up, you little stinger. Choke you out, you. I grabbed a poodle from the pound. I took her over to the dog grooming place. I said, "Cut him up like this one. I want this poodle to look just like this. Dye it, slice it, slit its throat, whatever you gotta do." I brought this look-alike poodle in there. Madame LaRue said, "My God, it's Fifi! Hang on a second. Let me give you your check and your bonus." I was loving life. Until while she was gone, the dog began to squat, quiver, and laid a massive right in the middle of the carpet. And I remember her telling me that her dog was perfectly potty trained. So I thought fast. I dropped my pants and stood over the steaming load. When the woman walked back in the room, she said, "My God, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm sorry. I just haven't been the same since the divorce. I'll take the check and leave, please. Thank you."
Uh-oh. There's no stopping him now. The Greaseman on DC 101.